Happy to have you with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Hi, Larry Mueller here. Glad you're along today as we visit with you about what you need to know about cooking with whole grains. Lorna Sass will be our guest today, author of the new book, Whole Grains for Busy People. It's a wonderful cookbook, and I'm really looking forward to speaking with her, and we'll be talking with her in just a minute. But Wisconsin Public Radio, Cheryl Gasser has joined me as well. And she's here, and I'm here, and you're here for our winter membership drive. We want your support for Wisconsin Public Radio. Listener donations are really the foundation of our budget, and that's why we ask for your gift this time of the year. So make your pledge of support at WPR.org or toll-free at 888-202-2552. And Cheryl Gasser, we have a goal, and we've got some incentives for this.
We have a lot to talk about this hour, Larry. We want to raise $10,000 during this program in support of Wisconsin Public Radio, and in particular, for Larry's program. You make him part of your weekdays. Every weekday, we hope he is part of the Wisconsin Public Radio family, and we're asking you to become a part of that family with your pledge of support. Help us to reach that $10,000 goal. And we have, as Larry mentioned, an added incentive, a dollar-for-dollar match right now, up to $10,000.
Isn't that amazing?
It's incredible, and there are an anonymous donor, an existing donor to Wisconsin Public Radio, encouraging you to join them in supporting Wisconsin Public Radio. So essentially, your pledge will be doubled during this program. Give now, WPR.org, or call us at 888-202-2552. And not only will your pledge be matched dollar for dollar, but Larry, we have a special thank you gift as well.
Absolutely. We have a wonderful thank you gift. If you are able to contribute at least $120, we'll send you a copy of Lorna's book, Whole Grains for Busy People. It's a wonderful book. I tell you what, the recipes in here are just fantastic.
They're mouthwatering.
Some mouthwatering full-color photography in the center of the book, which is just absolutely great. I know Renee said, you got to get a copy of that book and bring it home.
Going to make your pledge this hour, Larry?
Yeah, I'm going to make a pledge this hour and get my book. You can make your contribution this hour, too. And when you contribute $120 or more, every dollar that you contribute is doubled by an anonymous donor. And I would also mention, by the way, that we still have tickets left for our June 27th Festa Monona.
At your place, Larry.
Yeah, at my place. For a $1,200 contribution, you can join Cheryl and myself and Jim Packard and Joy Cardine and a bunch of Wisconsin Public Radio listeners for dinner at my home on Lake Monona. We'll talk more about it later on, but it's a $1,200 contribution, and you and a guest can come spend the afternoon and evening and have a wonderful, wonderful time. We'll talk some more about it later, but think about it this way. If you contribute $1,200, that's going to be matched. So it's like $2,400.
What a great time to pledge. What a wonderful time at whatever the level, whether it's $1,200 a year or $12 a month, please make your contribution now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And again, for a pledge of $120 a year or more, we'll be happy to send you Lorna Sass's brand new, beautiful book, Whole Grains for Busy People. And who isn't busy nowadays? And Larry, there are over 20 rice recipes in this book alone. Amaranth, tajiki, I mean, things I've never even heard of are in this book. And what to do with them, which is even more important.
And how to cook them and prepare them in a timely fashion, not something that's going to take us forever. Well, I tell you what, if you've been thinking about contributing to Wisconsin Public Radio, I hope you'll do it this hour or during this 90-minute period because, number one, you'll get a copy of Lorna's book. Number two, every dollar that you contribute, no matter what the amount, if it's $30 or $120 or $500 or $1,200, it's going to be matched up to $10,000.
WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Take a minute and think about everything that Larry and producer Jim Packard bring to you, the wonderful guests, the variety of topics from garden talk to food to the outdoors. I mean, it's a wonderful, wonderful program. We know, Larry, that listeners just love you and love your show and your wonderful guests. And we love our callers and listeners right back. And we would especially love it if you would make a pledge now during this winter membership drive.
888-202-2552 or go online to WPR.org. We're going to be talking with Lorna Sass right now. Lorna's with us by phone. She's from New York City, an award-winning author of more than a dozen cookbooks, including the best-selling book, Cooking Under Pressure. Her new book is called Whole Grains for Busy People, Fast Flavor-Packed Meals, and More for Everyone. It's published by Clarkson Potter Books. Really pleased to welcome her to the microphones today. And certainly, if you have some questions about cooking with whole grains, or maybe you've got some comments, or maybe you've got some ideas of your own of how you use whole grains, we'd certainly love to hear from you. The number to call, 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or email us at talk@WPR.org. And Lorna Sass.
Hi, how are you?
Great, how
did
are you?
Did you have your oatmeal this morning?
As a matter of fact, I did.
Good for you. Then you got a good start.
I had oatmeal, and we had some... my wife sliced up a banana, and we had that, and she put some nuts of some sort in there, too.
Great. Well, I have a favorite way of cooking oatmeal that isn't similar probably to other people's. I like my oatmeal kind of chewy. Mm-hmm. So what I do is I bring, say, 2 cups of water to a boil. I put the oatmeal into the water, turn off the heat, cover it, and let it steep for 5 minutes. And so you get a very chewy oatmeal. There are the mushy oatmeal lovers and the chewy oatmeal lovers, and I'm in the latter group.
Oh, you know, I haven't tried that.
It's I'm a great way to cook. By the way, you can do the same exact thing. I have a recipe in Whole Grains for Busy People for thermos oatmeal, where you can just do exactly what I said in the 2-to-1 ratio, and the oatmeal basically steams or steeps on your way to work in the thermos.
Oh.
And it's ready when you are.
When you are. Wow. Well, I'm really enjoying your book. I know my wife can't wait to get her hands on it.
She'll have to give a contribution then, right?
Well, you know, we contribute. we're actually good contributors to Wisconsin Public Radio, and we'll be getting. I'll be taking a copy of this book home for sure. But you know, one of the things I enjoyed about the book, in addition to the recipes, I learned a couple of things about identifying whole grain products. But first, maybe we should talk about why whole grains. Why do we really need whole grains?
Well, back in 2005, the Dietary Guidelines for Americans suggested that Americans eat at least 3 ounces of whole grains per day. And a major reason for that is that we tend to eat a lot of processed foods and our diets aren't as high in fiber as is good for our digestive tract. So that's the recommendation. It's a very modest recommendation and easy to fulfill. Essentially, one serving size is 1 ounce. So that would be, say, a half of a whole grain bagel, 1 slice of whole grain bread, a half a cup of cooked brown rice. It's not a lot. So to get the 3 servings in, oh, by the way, you can have 2 cups of popcorn. Popcorn's a whole grain for your 1 serving. So it's really, really easy to do, and there's just lots of medical evidence that it's just a very health-promoting way to go. So a lot of manufacturers have now really moved to whole grain flour, but as you were alluding to prior, it's a really buyer beware kind of situation because you can get tricked so easily. For example, the product can say made with whole grain, or the product can say 100% wheat. Well, that's not necessarily whole grain wheat. Or the product can say be labeled multigrain or stone ground, all of which sort of suggest a kind of healthiness. The foolproof way to know if the product in hand is a whole grain product, is to read the label. And every time the name of a grain like wheat or rye or barley is mentioned, it's got to have the word whole in front of it. If it doesn't, forget it. It's not whole grain.
Mm-hmm. Well, why wouldn't manufacturers just simply make it whole grain? Is it, I suppose it's cheaper to make the other sometimes.
Well, here's the tricky thing about whole grains. It has to do with shelf stability. The whole grain has the germ intact. The germ is oil rich and can go rancid because of the oil. So that is a major reason why I think over all these years we have been deluged with white rice and white pasta, because they last forever.
Yeah.
Whole grain products, for the most part, need to be refrigerated or frozen. There are a few exceptions of certain grains that last without being refrigerated or frozen, but I just find it easier to say, just refrigerate or freeze all of your whole grains and your whole grain cereals and your whole grain pastas. I mean, if you're going to eat your whole grain cereal, say, within a month, you're okay. But I live in New York City, and I left out some whole grain pasta and some brown rice over a New York City summer, and forget it. It was rancid after a month or two. So we just have to kind of get into a new habit of refrigerating or freezing grains, whole grains.
It makes sense. Well, what's the best way to incorporate whole grains and healthy eatings into the kind of schedule so many of us have that are really busy schedules?
Well, I think the first thing to do is to move to a whole grain cereal. Start your day with oatmeal, which is a whole grain in any of its forms, whether it be instant or just rolled or steel cut. Switch over to whole grain pita, because that you won't even notice the difference. It just tastes delicious and very much the same. Whole grain wrap. And then slowly, as time permits, move into the grains themselves. There are many. My book, Whole Grains for Busy People, really focuses on the quicker cooking grains. I wrote a prior book called Whole Grains Every Day, Every Way, which I'm proud to say won the James Beard Award. Very, very thorough book where all the grains are covered in great depth. But in this paperback, because I know people are busy and sometimes a bit overwhelmed with, oh, my God, I've never successfully cooked brown rice in my life. How am I going to do this? So I really focused on the quick cooking grains. And also there are a number of what are called instant grains or minute grains.
Yes.
In the supermarkets now. And I played around with those. And, for example, minute brown rice is every bit as nutritious as brown rice cooked from scratch, but it has been parboiled, so it takes only 10 minutes to cook. And I fiddled around with it so that I like toasting it first and adding a little less water than the manufacturer recommends, and I have to say that I was amazed myself how good it tasted. So you get the quick-cooking barley, you get a quick-cooking wild rice, and then you get grains like quinoa, Q-U-I-N-O-A, mm-hmm. which are quick cooking naturally. They take about 12 minutes, quinoa, to cook, and it's actually one of the most nutritious grains around. It's a complete protein. It has all of the essential amino acids. Very versatile, very delicious.
And it's something that is very easy to mispronounce.
Yeah, I've heard it pronounced every possible way, but it's presumably pronounced quinoa.
Quinoa.
As in K-E-E-N-O-A.
It looks sort of like quinoa or something, but it's
quinoa. You know why? It's a Quechua word. It's named for the Andean Indians, the Incas, really, whose whole diet really was very much focused on this grain. And then when the Spanish came in, they forbid them from growing it because, really, it was such a mainstay. I guess they knew that if the Inca Indians couldn't eat their quinoa, they would slowly kind of become malnourished, really.
Oh. Lorna Sass, our guest today, author of Whole Grains for Busy People. You can join in with your questions at 1-800-642-1234 or shoot us an email at talk@wpr.org. I'm Larry Mueller. Jim Packard, our producer here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We're talking cooking with whole grains today with our guest, Lorna Sass. Lorna is the award-winning author of more than a dozen cookbooks, including the one we're visiting about today, Whole Grains for Busy People, Fast Flavor-Packed Meals, and More for Everyone. It's published by Clarkson Potter Books. So glad to have her along. And boy, we should take some calls because we have some folks online here to visit with you, Lorna. Sarah in Lake Geneva, we start with you. Thanks for calling, Sarah.
Well, thank you. I'm so glad you have this program on. I have an intolerance to wheat and yeast, and I'm on a pretty restricted diet where I haven't been able to reintroduce any kind of wild rice or anything into my diet. So I'm wondering what whole grains can I supplement for that, because I really miss having any kind of whole grains in my diet. What can I use that isn't going to get me sick?
Okay, well, you may want to Google around and look for gluten-free recipes and gluten-free grains online. There are lots of people who are wheat intolerant, and you said you were yeast intolerant?
Yeah,
that's the kind of a separate thing. But okay, so you want gluten-free grains, basically, and you should be safe. So some of them are brown rice, any kind of rice for that matter. So you get brown rice. There are wonderful imported black rices, red rices. And you can go to a website called lotusfoods.com and find the most interesting rices from all around the world. Quinoa, as I mentioned, millet, buckwheat, any kind of corn. So you really have a very wide range, and more people are becoming gluten intolerant or celiac, and gluten is the protein in wheat that some people find impossible to digest. And as a result of this growing population, I don't know if it's a growing population or it's just getting more diagnosed. I think the latter. And so there are some wonderful gluten-free products now available that didn't used to be. For example, brown rice pasta. There's a brown rice pasta produced by Tinkyada, T-I-N-K-Y-A-D-A. Also, it's available at Trader Joe's. I don't know if you have Trader Joe's in your part of the world, but it's a wonderfully delicious pasta. So you don't, and there are corn-based pastas, so you can really kind of recreate the foods that you love, just avoiding the wheat.
Mm-hmm. All right. Good luck. Thank you, Sarah.
Well, great. Thank you very much for the help. I appreciate it.
Yeah, appreciate your call. Ruth in Madison, we're on to you now. Hi, Ruth.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I'm just wondering, with the long-term storage of whole grains, if, for example, one were to pack in Mylar and vacuum pack, let's say in Mylar, with an oxygen-absorbing packet, would that essentially deter the process of the oils becoming rancid? Is oxygen necessary to that, or is it simply a matter of time?
I think it's the heat that's the real big issue, more than the oxygen.
Uh-huh.
The heat destroys, or rather turns the oils rancid.
Okay. And
so you still need the cold storage, mm-hmm. even though I don't have personal experience with the vacuum sealing, but I imagine that it would certainly extend the life of the freshness. But I find that the whole grains in the freezer last easily 6 months, and I don't feel comfortable recommending longer than 6 months, but I know that I've used whole grains I've had in the freezer for more than 6 months.
Well, if you're gonna buy in bulk, you know, then
exactly.
It's either gonna take up your whole freezer, or you got to find another way.
Yeah,
like getting a huge freezer, right? One of those.
Yeah. Oh yeah, there's the answer.
Freestanding freezer, just what you need, right?
Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks, Ruth. Thank you very much for calling. You can join in, too, as we talk cooking with whole grains with our guest, Lorna Sass. The number is 1-800-642-1234. Or if you'd like, you can email us at talk@wpr.org. And let's turn to Karen in Franklin next. Karen, hello.
Good morning. I wanted to comment on the oatmeal idea. My kids don't always like it warm. And I'd found a recipe, my husband is half Swiss, and it's called muesli, and it's a cold oatmeal. You soak it overnight, and it has, in the morning, you add chopped apple and some nuts of your choice, pecans, walnuts, whatever, chop that up with some orange juice or lemonade. Lemon juice and sweetened condensed milk or some honey to sweeten it up. And my kids just love it. It's a really good, hearty kind of breakfast, and you get the fruit, and you get your grain, and you get the nuts, and they really like that.
Mm.
That's terrific.
That sounds great to me. Doesn't it to you, Lorna?
Yes, very much so.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Also good in warm weather when you don't want to heat anything up.
Right, right. It's great in the summertime. You can use something other than apples. You can put in peaches, banana, pears, whatever fruit you like to have. So they really like that, and we've served it. You can eat it as breakfast. You can have it as a dessert. It's really versatile.
And, Karen, you should email that to me, would you?
I will.
Email me the address. Just go online to WPR.org, and you can get my email address off there and shoot it to me, because maybe we'll post that.
Okay, I'll do that.
All right, thanks a lot for calling.
You're welcome.
Appreciate the call. You can join in again at 1-800-642-1234 or email at talk@WPR.org. Question about rinsing whole grains. You don't necessarily rinse your whole grains. I know sometimes it says rinse before you prepare and so forth. Lorna, what do you think?
We tend in this country to be so clean about it, our food. Well, I know there have been some unfortunate exceptions lately,
yeah.
But the packaged whole grains seem to me so clean, so free of dust that I rarely bother to rinse them. But if someone feels more comfortable rinsing them, no harm done.
Okay.
So I just don't feel it's obligatory
to do it. Okay, Tom.
Yeah.
Thomas in Manitowoc, we'll turn to you next. Hi, Thomas.
Hi, I just wanted to make a recommendation of a breakfast cereal we've enjoyed for a long time. It is produced up in Canada, and the name of it is Red River, and it's whole flax, whole rye, and whole wheat. And once you eat that, you probably won't eat any oatmeal again. It's really, really good. And another recommendation is Wisconsin grows a lot of low-protein winter wheat, and if you can buy it from a local farmer, you can obtain the whole grains, and then you can grind it right in a coffee grinder. It makes really good pancakes, and it being lower in protein provides a real tender pancake that's really, really good. Once you eat those, you'll never eat a...
You won't go back to the other.
Exactly, yeah.
Well,
that sounds like a major treat.
Are you familiar with the Red River brand, by the way?
No, I'm not. I do a lot of recipe development for another Canadian organic company called Nature's Path, which does very delicious whole grain cereals, but I'm not familiar with the Red River. One thing about the flaxseed, though, that I've read is that it's much more bioavailable when it's ground than whole. So I don't know. I just thought I would mention that because the gentleman mentioned that it had whole flaxseed.
Good point. Okay. You can join in at 1-800-642-1234 or email us at talk@WPR.org. Did you experiment with all of the recipes in your book, Lorna?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I created them. So I not only made sure they worked, but I made them up out of my head. So I have a lot of fun doing that. And I've been working with whole grains probably since the late 80s. In fact, with the book you had mentioned earlier, Cooking Under Pressure, I'm also quite well known for my pressure cooker cookbooks. And I was also a vegetarian for a very long time. So I really have been using whole grains in my cooking for decades and became very familiar with them over the years and have a lot of fun with them. I'm not so inclined anymore to eating, say, white pasta or white rice. I will from time to time, and it's delicious, and it goes down real easy. But I think what happens when you get used to eating whole grains, which creates such a wonderful sense of satiety, you tend to kind of move in that direction more.
Yeah, that makes sense. Well, before we go back to the phones, maybe you could explain how your cookbook is organized.
Oh, sure, with pleasure. So I have, first of all, a description of the quick cooking whole grains, selection and storage, and then each one I have defined separately, bulgur, couscous, farro, on and on, millet, oats, quinoa. So then I have quick cooking quick reference charts called Grains at a Glance, where I tell you, again, the name of the grain, and if I have a favorite brand, I mention it and tell you where the source is. Most of the grains that I use in this book are available in the supermarket. And I tell you the 10 quickest recipes, and I have also charts on different whole grain pastas by brands and preferences, ditto for flatbreads, pita, pizza, and tortillas, and then a whole section on whole grain flours. It's very easy, as the gentleman had mentioned, with certain grains to just grind your own flour in just a little coffee grinder, and it is lovely to grind it fresh. And then I have a more or less standard arrangement of soups and main dishes and side dishes. And then I have a rather fun baking section where I create mixes made from whole grain flours. And then the mixes are for mini loaves and biscuits and scones and whole grain cookies and muffins. And then I have a rather nice large section on whole grain, different whole grain breakfasts.
Well, it's a wonderful. I tell you, I love the photography too. The
photos. Oh yes, it came out. I can't claim. I can only claim responsibility for the dishes, but then the food stylist steps in, and the photographer do that. And but I always believe in building a lot of color into my food, in addition to flavor, because as they say, you feast first with your eyes. And I just turned to the quinoa paella with chicken and chorizo, which is one of my favorite dishes. And I also have some fun things like you grind up popcorn and you use it as a coating for chicken cutlets or turkey cutlets, and it's just delicious.
That's wonderful. Well, I want to give Pam in Spring Green a chance to join in here. Pam, hi.
Hi there. I wanted to ask about a cereal that I grew up with and used up until maybe a couple years ago. Was a cereal that was cooked hot. It was called Wheatena.
Oh, yeah.
And I loved it, and my family loved it, and the kids loved it, and I can't find it anymore anywhere.
Look
and
online.
I even checked at Whole Foods and Trader Joe's and in Madison.
It's
with some
funny
other...
when you mention that, because when I was writing the book, I checked out Wheatena, and if memory serves correctly, it is a whole grain. It is made of whole grain wheat. I would have to verify that. But here we go. Wheatena Revisited, page 159.
Ah.
It's right here. Remember Wheatena? For some of us, its deep, toasty aroma brings back fond memories of family breakfast in the 50s. Is that you?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so Wheatena is made from toasted, crushed whole wheat, and the porridge cooks in under 5 minutes. So it's really an early version of an instant breakfast. No one talked about the health-promoting benefits of eating whole grains. In those days, we were too busy eating our Wheatena. And I give a recipe for it. So I remember having it, because otherwise I would have tested this recipe. As a matter of fact, I think my sweetie was the one who reminded me about Wheatena, and he was sort of getting a glazed look in his eyes, fondly remembering it. So I would just say I would look online.
Yeah, you've got it. It's there.
Okay.
It's there somewhere. Thank you.
It's not organic, unfortunately, as far as I know, but I think it is out there.
Okay.
All right, good.
Thank you.
All right, thank you very much for calling. Appreciate your call. And Cheryl Gasser is joining us once again. And, of course, she's here to talk about making your contribution here to Wisconsin Public Radio during this program. It's easy to make your donation. Just go online to WPR.org or call us at 888-202-2552. Tell you what, every $120 contribution or more, we'll send you a copy of Lorna's book, which is fantastic. And how are we doing on our goal, Cheryl? Nice to have you back here,
well,
by the way.
Well, glad to be here, Larry. My mouth is watering listening to you and Lorna this hour. This is terrific. We have a goal of $10,000 for the program for this next, for the hour and a half of your show. And we have raised so far about $1,700. So thank you so much if you'd contributed. 15 people calling in or making a web pledge, 5 brand new members to Wisconsin Public Radio. Love to see that, but still a long way to go. And this hour, you don't want not to pledge because this hour, anonymous donors have offered a dollar-for-dollar match up to our goal of $10,000 this hour. So you pledge $100, it turns into $200. You pledge $120 for Lorna's brand new book, Whole Grains for Busy People. You get the book and the member benefit card, and we at Wisconsin Public Radio get $240. Don't delay. Make your pledge now, WPR.org, or call us at 888-202-2552, and your pledge will be doubled.
It will be doubled. Join your friends and neighbors in supporting Wisconsin Public Radio. It takes the support of everyone who listens to make this radio station good as it can be. And you know, I'm hearing some music in the background. It's Italian music, and it reminds me that we still have some tickets left for the Festa Monona on the afternoon of June 27th. Jim Packard, Cheryl, and I will be there. Joy Cardine will have a delicious meal prepared by Patrick O'Halloran of Lombardino's Italian Restaurant. Weather permitting, we'll have some boat rides on Lake Monona. And this will be right at my home, and it's we're limited to 15 pairs. So make your call or your web pledge now in support of Wisconsin Public Radio. And when you donate $1,200 or $100 a month, you'll be supporting the great programming you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio each and every day. And this event, kind of a special thank you gift to you and your guest for being supporters of public radio. It's a lot of fun. Well, you've been to these.
Oh, I've been there, Larry. It's just so wonderful to have you open up your house to listeners and supporters of public radio. And we actually only have 12 pairs of tickets left. So they're going fast. You're going to want to be there. What better day than today on a snowy Wisconsin day in the middle of February to think about the end of June at Larry's house on Lake Monona, eating wonderful food with other people who love Wisconsin Public Radio as much as you do. Your two tickets for a pledge of $1,200 a year to Wisconsin Public Radio, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
It's also the evening of the largest fireworks event in the Midwest that evening, so later on people can enjoy that as well. That's for a $1,200 contribution. But if you've been thinking about contributing, wow, this is the great hour to do it. With that $120 or more contribution, number one, the amount you donate is really contribute is really doubled through the anonymous donor who's pledged $10,000 to help us out on this task. But you will be go away happy knowing that you've supported Wisconsin Public Radio and the kinds of programs that we produce here during this 11 to 12:30 time slot.
WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Lorna Sass's new book, Whole Grains for Busy People. Just a beautiful book, beautiful pictures. It's getting your lunchtime, Larry, and I am just, my mouth is watering.
Oh,
listening to you and Lorna looking at this book, everything from oatmeal to millet to hominy to popcorn to quinoa, recipes that you are not going to want to miss. Yours for a pledge of $10 a month or more to Wisconsin Public Radio. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Lorna said the quinoa paella with chicken and chorizo is one of her favorites. You said the picture of this dish in the book is absolutely...
Oh, it looks delicious. You've got to have it.
Oh, man, it is great. So I hope you'll support us with a contribution of at least $120 if you can afford that. If you can't afford that, that's fine. Whatever the amount you can afford, I hope you'll contribute now because you'll be doubling your total, because it'll be matched by an anonymous donor. So now's the time. Call us at 888-202-2552 or go online to WPR.org and make your contribution and collect that cookbook. And maybe if you got $1,200, you'll certainly be invited to the cookout at my home. And it's a lot of fun, I can tell you that. Roger in Sauk County has a question. By the way, you could join in with your questions at 800-642-1234 or email us at talk@wpr.org. And Lorna, we're going to hear from Roger in Sauk County now. Roger, hello.
I had a comment and a question. I just put a wheat berry pudding in the oven that has honey, orange zest, and raisins.
Yum.
And one of the ways I do to cook like wheat berries or rye berries, the longer cooking ones, is I bring them to a boil with the lid on and then just turn them off and let them set. And if I come back, like I do that at breakfast, then in the evening, with them being sterilized from boiling for 5 minutes, then they're okay during the day and they come back and then they're mostly cooked. A couple questions. One of, you mentioned storage. Was that for the time limits you said, was that for whole grains or once they're cracked? And could you tease us with some dessert recipes from the book?
Okay, once once a grain is cracked open, it's going to go rancid more quickly because the oil is exposed to the air. It doesn't have the protective bran layer all around it. So cracked grain or flour goes rancid much more quickly than the whole grain. Now, you had asked another question, I think, about length of time of storage.
Yeah.
Am I correct?
Yeah, hung up, so we lost it.
Oh, okay. Well, I store my grains in a usually Ziploc bag. I date them when I purchase them. By the way, you know, you don't know how long they've been sitting in the store, so
right.
You always want to look at the expiration date on the package, and you want to choose the furthest one out. Or if you're buying from a bulk bin, you can just sniff the grains. They should have either no aroma whatsoever or a faintly sweet smell. If they have kind of like a dank, a little like linseed oily kind of smell, they're gone. And so you might want to go through your pantry and toss any that have that kind of funky smell. Teas with dessert recipes. That will be a pleasure. Let me have a look at my book here. I have a basic scone mix, and then I have cran apple scones and lemon poppy seed scones and chocolate chip espresso scones. Then I have a wheat and oat muffin mix, fig anise muffins with hazelnuts, apple orange muffins, prune cranberry muffins with crystallized ginger. I put crystallized ginger in everything if they let me. Puddings, buckwheat Indian pudding. Quinoa banana pudding with dried mango. Then I have a mix for, it's what I call versatile mix. You can use this mix, whole grain mix, for you making cookies, crumbles, and pie crust. And I have a peach blueberry crumble, a fresh fruit crumble, orange-scented chocolate chip cookies, pecan sandies, almond cookies, lemon pinoli cookies with rosemary. Then I have a chocolate pudding pie where the pie crust is made with whole grains. Butterscotch tapioca pecan pie. Then I have another mix which is so easy, and you just make a free form. Or rather, no, I'm wrong. You put it in a 9-inch pan, the batter, and then you put any kind of sliced fruit on top, and you bake it for about 20 minutes, and it makes just a beautiful dessert.
Stop. You're killing me.
You haven't had lunch yet.
I'm hungry. Oh, man. What a wonderful selection of desserts. Roger, thank you so much.
I also have some fun, easy things where you take tortillas and you use them instead of lasagna noodles or things like stacks. So I have a tortilla lasagna. Then I have like a bean chorizo tortilla stack, and so you just use black beans and chorizo, and you put them in between tortillas, and you put a little cheese and you bake it. And then I have what I call torticotti, which is essentially manicotti, but instead of using pasta for the outside, I use tortillas, whole grain tortillas. So I have a lot of really easy ways to get whole grains into the diet. I have main dish grain salads also.
Yeah, lots of good suggestions in the book. Mary in Sherwood, we'll go to you. Hi, Mary.
Hello. I've been just recently experimenting with TEF.
Yes.
And wondering if you have any recipes for that. I did it as a breakfast cereal, and it kind of reminded me, well, this is the brown TEF. It kind of reminded me of cocoa wheat from my childhood.
Yeah, it has a chocolatey quality to it.
Now, what is TEF, by the way?
TEF is also, it's actually a seed, and it's like quinoa. It's a highland Andean product. And, oh, excuse me, I'm all mixed up. Forget what I just said. It's from Ethiopia. And it's the mainstay of the diet in Ethiopia. It's usually made into a porridge. And anyone who's eaten in an Ethiopian restaurant would have had TEF in the form of injera, which is a fermented bread made of TEF flour. TEF is a very nutritious and high-protein grain, but it has one peculiarity, which is that when you cook it up, it gets kind of mucilaginous. Amaranth is the same way. It becomes very porridgey, so you can't make it into a pilaf, for example.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a very good breakfast porridge. I've cooked it up like polenta, and it sets up like polenta so that you can then cut it into squares and fry it. And you can kind of make it into a dessert pudding as well if you just sweeten it, add some spices.
Sounds great.
Is there a difference in nutrition between the brown TEF and ivory TEF?
I don't think so, but I'm not positive.
Okay.
I just don't know the precise answer.
Okay.
You know, I'm sure you can find that online, because I think there's a TEF Institute, or the folks, they grow TEF in, I want to say, Idaho. Either Iowa or Idaho.
Oregon.
Do they grow in Oregon as well?
Yeah.
Because I know in one of the I states. you need particular environment, like the way it grows in Ethiopia, and that it does very well in certain parts of the U.S.
Hmm.
Good. I'm glad you mentioned that about the polenta, because I've been trying alternative polentas or alternative grains and chickpea flour for polenta, because I'm not supposed to have corn.
Oh,
so
interesting.
I will try that with the TEF.
Yes. Yeah. Millet also makes a wonderful polenta. It sets up very well.
Great. I'll try it. Thank you so much.
All right.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much for calling. And we've had some emails, too, Lorna, that I wanted to mention. For the person who was asking about gluten-free pasta, in Madison, RP's Pasta in the Willie Street area makes a wonderful gluten-free pasta, according to Patricia from Madison. They have a nice shop at their location. She also wonders, can quinoa be used in making pasta so my daughter can get complete proteins?
There are some quinoa pastas. They vary in the sense that because quinoa doesn't have gluten, the plain quinoa pastas tend to fall apart unless the technology has changed. I haven't had quinoa pasta in the last year or so. So she might be better off finding a blended pasta that has quinoa in it, which would raise the protein.
Oh, sure.
But might have some gluten in it, presuming her daughter isn't gluten intolerant, because that gives that nice chewiness to the pasta.
Makes sense.
Also, she should check for the brown rice pasta, because that's likely to be higher in protein than the refined wheat pastas.
Cheryl Gasser is joining us again, Lorna. And Cheryl, we're moving along toward reaching our goal of $10,000. We still have a ways to
thrilling.
Go. Yeah, it's great. We're doing pretty well.
It's wonderful, Lorna. We're about halfway there. And again, this hour during this program, Pledges match dollar for dollar up to our goal of $10,000. So we've really raised $10,000 for WPR, Larry, so far this hour.
But that's right.
We could raise $20,000. So get your call in now, 888-202-2552 or online at WPR.org.
And, you know, as you've listened to Lorna today, you have to know that, well, she obviously knows a lot about cooking, and she knows a lot about cooking with whole grains. And her book, Whole Grains for Busy People, is a wonderful cookbook, along with some other great information that she was talking about earlier about how to identify whole grain products, for example. I've been getting fooled, to be perfectly honest, I think, a little bit, and I've got to pay a little closer attention buying multigrain products without really paying attention to whether or not there's more than, you know, there, whole grain or multigrain means there's more than one type of grain included. But again, it's not a guarantee of them being whole, and I didn't know that. So that's something I've learned. And the recipes are to die for, Cheryl.
They're beautiful. The pictures are gorgeous. They're mouth-watering just looking through the book, listening to the program. I mean, there is something for everyone in this book. And if you have shied away from whole grains because you just weren't quite sure how to cook them or how to cook them properly, and I admit I've had trouble with a few myself over the years, but this is a great book. It's a great primer, a wonderful place to start. Yours for a pledge of $120 a year or more to Wisconsin Public Radio. And again, your pledge will be matched dollar for dollar. So if you want Lorna's brand new book, Whole Grains for Busy People, pledge $10 a month or more to receive the book, go online, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And don't forget, the Italian music has arrived again. And as a reminder to me, to let you know that Festa Monona, there are still some tickets left for Festa Monona on the afternoon of June 27th. Jim and I and Cheryl and Joy Cardine are going to be there. We'll have a delicious meal prepared by Patrick Halloran of Lombardino's Italian Restaurant. It's the premier Italian restaurant in the city and, frankly, in the region. He's a wonderful chef, and he's going to personally be there to prepare chicken panzanella, a wood-grilled beef tenderloin salad. That will have an avocado and watercress potato salad, a market green salad, and then a buttermilk panna cotta. Panna cotta, it's an Italian dessert, and it's made by, well, you simmer cream and milk and sugar, and you mix this with a gelatin, and then you let it cool until it's set. And then the phrase itself, I think, is Italian for cooked cream.
Oh, it's wonderful.
And then he puts a berry compote on it.
A warm berry compote.
Yeah.
So it's incredible. It's incredible. You're going to want to go. You're going to want to be at Larry's Festa Monona on the 27th of June at 3 o'clock. Only 12 pairs of tickets left. Yours. Two tickets coming your way for a pledge of $1,200 a year or more to Wisconsin Public Radio. Break it down monthly. $100 a month for all the wonderful programming that you hear on WPR. WPR.org, or you can call 888-202-2552. And remember that this hour, and this hour only, your pledge is doubled at any amount.
So a $1,200 contribution really means a $2,400 contribution. And boy, I tell you, I hope you don't let that pass. We spend a lot of time thinking about what to provide in the way of programming here from 11 to 12:30. And I've had people tell me that they have passed recipes, for example, on to friends. They have passed tips on for taxes to friends. They have saved some money through home repair and home maintenance from listening to the shows from 11 to 12:30. Those are some of the kinds of programs, and certainly cooking, you're going to really enjoy the recipes you're going to find in the Whole Grains for Busy People cookbook. But I think this 11 to 12:30 time slot is a time for you to stay kind of connected with your friends and family and maybe with the world. Your donation keeps this connection going. So I hope you'll make your pledge right now at WPR.org or by calling 888-202-2552. We've gone beyond $5,000 now, so we're in the $4,000 range to reach that $10,000 goal for this hour.
Thank you so much if you've already made a pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio, but if not, we're asking to hear from you now. You decide the amount. Just go to WPR.org or call us at 888-202-2552 to support non-commercial radio. You know that you love Wisconsin Public Radio. You love the programming and the variety of guests that Larry and Jim Packard bring to you each weekday from 11 until 1230. What is that worth to you? Well, if it's worth $10 a month, we will be happy to send you Lorna Sass's new book, Whole Grains for Busy People. If it's worth $100 a month, $1,200 for the year, we'll be happy to send you two pairs of tickets to the cookout at Larry's House Festum in Nona on June 27th. And a pledge of any level makes you a member of Wisconsin Public Radio. But again, this during this segment, up until 1230, your pledge doubled. So don't delay.
We've heard from Thomas and Julie in Manitowoc, longtime listeners to Wisconsin Public Radio. They don't have a television, and now that they're financially secure, they're able to pledge. Diane in Wausau likes Wisconsin Public Radio. And she said, I've decided it's time to double duty and support Wisconsin Public Radio. So she's doubling her contribution during this program. Barrington and Salem likes the show. Lisa in Janesville, WPR is the only radio station I listen to. I don't know what I'd do without it. Mark in Madison works at home and says Wisconsin Public Radio is a constant companion. And let's see, Joe and Susan support Wisconsin Public Radio. We listen a lot and love the diversity of subjects and loves the call-ins. So that's another. Those are all votes of support from people who have contributed during this hour. And many of them will be receiving a copy of Whole Grains for Busy People if they contributed $120 or more. And they will also have doubled their contribution because we do have that $10,000 challenge grant. It's a dollar-for-dollar grant. So every time, every dollar you contribute is going to be
two.
That's exactly right. Here's the number, 888-202-2552, or go online to WPR.org.
And, you know, you're not going to want to pass up this opportunity to pick up Lorna Sass's new book. I just can't say enough about how beautiful the photography is, how wonderful the recipes are. 125 recipes, and you can make them all in about 30 minutes, which surprised me. I don't think of whole grains as something that are easy to cook, but they are with Lorna's brand new book, yours for a pledge of $10 a month or more, to WPR.org or by calling 888-202-2552.
We're going to be back with Lorna right after our news break, and she'll be answering more of your questions. So I hope you'll stay listening. And if you've got a question or a comment about cooking with whole grains, I hope you'll stay with us. In the meantime, the number to call for your contribution, 888-202-2552. We'll be back with Lorna in just a couple of minutes. We're talking cooking with whole grains today with Lorna Sass, who is the award-winning author of a dozen cookbooks, including the one we're talking about, Whole Grains for Busy People. It's published by Clarkson Potter Books, and really happy to have her with us today to talk about cooking with whole grains. And Lorna, I think we'll just go right back to the phones. Harriet in Racine is online with a question, so let's just go to Harriet. Hi, Harriet. Thank you for calling.
All right, thank you for having me. There was a lady that called in earlier, and she had mentioned something that she had prepared overnight, and she served it as a cold breakfast cereal in the morning.
Yeah.
And I missed the name of that grain that she used. She said she added cut up apples and walnuts and condensed milk and honey and such, and she said she can make it a variety with it.
And yes, I thought, it's muesli that she was describing, M-U-E-S-L-I, and it's made with rolled oats.
Oh, it's with rolled oats.
Yeah.
Yeah, oatmeal. Yeah, she uses 3 tablespoons of uncooked oatmeal, 3 tablespoons of water, 1 tablespoon of lemon juice, tablespoon of condensed milk or honey, and then a large unpeeled chopped apple, and a couple of tablespoons of chopped nuts, like walnuts or pecans.
Oh, okay. Thank you. And then the other thing is that I used to experiment with different grains quite a bit. And I bought everything I could find in the store, and then I would try different mixtures. And I wanted to serve those in the evening with our meal. And what I came across, and I thought turned out really good, is a mixture of just four grains. And I found that I didn't have to add any herbs or spices or anything to it, just a little bit of salt. It was very delicious. And if you'd like, I can give that to you real quickly.
Sure.
It was 1/2 cup of purple barley. And barley is delicious anyways. I think any barley would work. And then 1/2 cup of groats. And I'm not certain what that is.
Buckwheat groats, perhaps, or oat groats?
It was oat groats.
Oat groats, okay. Because groats is just a word for whole grain. It's an old-fashioned word.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and then 1/2 cup of wild rice and 1/2 cup of kamut, or kamut.
Yeah, kamut. Kamut is an ancient ancestor of wheat.
Oh, okay.
It's a type of wheat.
Okay, so it was the barley, groats, wild rice, and kamut. And it just turned out, I could not believe it, but it was just, my husband even liked it. It was just delicious.
How did you serve it?
I just, I boiled it with five, or, because of that great amount, 1/2 cup of each, I boiled it with 5 or 6 cups of water. And then after it was absorbed all of the water, and then I spooned it on the plate like I would a spoonful of wild or brown rice on the plate.
Yes.
And I served it as a, you know, accompaniment to my meat and other vegetables.
So it was black barley, wild rice, kamut, and what was the fourth one?
And groats.
Groats, oat groats.
Oat groats, yeah. Well, basically, that was very clever of you. And what you did was you took 4 different long cooking grains, you know, cooking approximately the same amount of time, maybe about an hour. It sounds just divine. And
yes,
if people want to dress something like that up a little bit, they can just throw a teeny bit of olive oil on in the end and some chopped fresh herbs. And you have such an interesting grain side dish that way.
Uh-huh.
I should mention, by the way, if people want to cook up a big batch of whole grains, because sometimes there are these longer cooking grains like kamut or wild rice, you can cook them up, and then they freeze beautifully. The cooked grains freeze beautifully.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
And the other thing I noticed, too, is that, you know, because I had made a large amount, I wanted to have leftovers. And then in the morning, I could heat it up in the microwave and eat it as a cereal.
Good idea. Oh, she's a good
That's great.
Cook. When am I invited?
Yeah, Harriet, you're great. Thank
yeah, it was
you.
Fun.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate that call. Well, some good. I was taking notes.
Me too.
Laura in Manitowoc, we turn to you next. Hi, Laura.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. Two questions. I was listening to the previous caller, and one, I'm wondering how you spell kamut. And my other question is, I've been looking for a long time for a whole grain, multigrain pizza crust, and I'm wondering if your book has something like that.
I don't use any yeasted book, so the answer is no. But what I do recommend, if you, I don't know, do you have Trader Joe's in Wisconsin?
We have them in Madison. I'm not sure.
Because Trader Joe's has a whole wheat, already baked pizza crust, and it's just fabulous. It's so delicious. You can just keep it in the freezer, and then when you're ready to use it, you put whatever toppings you want on it and throw it in the oven.
Oh, good. Okay, yes, I have access to Trader Joe's.
And I think there might be a whole wheat pizza dough as well, just in a bowl, but I personally haven't seen it. I just think it exists out there.
Somebody else may have.
Yeah.
No.
And then the other question was about kamut.
Oh, kamut.
K-A-M-U-T. And that's a trademark name of an ancient form of wheat.
So
it's not really the name of a grain, but It's been trademarked by the people who grow it and who brought it back. I mean, it's so interesting. All these old, really ancient grains that have been making a comeback because of so much interest in them, there's usually one person behind why this has happened. And in this case, it's Bob Quinn, a Montana farmer, who found some kamut grain in basically in his father's cellar and planted it and thought it was
wonderful and started growing it, and all of the kamut that's available now is organic. And some people who are wheat sensitive actually find that these very old unhybridized forms of wheat, like kamut, they can tolerate.
Wow, that's great.
Kamut is a wonderful grain. It's about three times the size of the wheat berries that we're familiar with, and very buttery and elegant looking.
Well, so I'm wondering, in the previous caller's recipe, then, is it redundant to put the oat groats in, or is that would that be a different flavor than the kamut?
Yeah, because kamut is wheat.
Oh,
and the oat is oat. So
oat groats. That's right.
Yeah.
Okay,
and the black
great.
Barley she mentioned, it's actually a purple barley, and it's very, very delicious. Very elegant looking, too, because it does cook up very dark, almost like a mahogany, crimsony look to it. That tends to be available pretty much online. If you just Google black barley, you'll find sources of it.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. Appreciate your call. You can join in, too, at 800-642-1234 with your question or comment. We've got an email from Raj in Park Falls. He listens all the time. He says, I make a breakfast cereal by going to a health food store and buying all the grains that look like they might cook up and experiment by mixing them all together, like buckwheat, bulgur, wheat flakes, barley flakes, etc., and cooks them for breakfast. Lots of texture there. And he wonders, are there any grains I should not select for this breakfast cereal?
Well, it sounds like he's using a lot of rolled flakes, which is really smart in the sense that, like oatmeal, they're very quick cooking. So I think basically, as a rule of thumb, you want to just choose things that are going to cook in approximately the same amount of time. And then you should be fine. And I'm all for experimenting. I think it's a great idea. Offhand, I can't think of any grain that wouldn't work in something like that. And people should be aware of these rolled flakes, because there's rolled spelt, there's rolled barley. And this is really just a whole grain kernel that has been pressed flat, just the way for oatmeal, the oat groat is pressed and steamed flat. And, of course, it cooks, you know, in 5 or 10 minutes instead of the usual, say, 45 to an hour. So it's very handy, and it's providing the same nutritional benefit.
And I want to go back to the oatmeal again. Someone was wondering, is it really true that the instant oatmeals are fine for you?
Sure. It's still a whole grain. Personally, I'm not super fond of it, of instant oatmeal, because it doesn't have much texture, and I'm a texture girl. But in terms of the nutritional aspect, it's fine.
Dorothy in Saukville has a question or comment. So let's go to Dorothy. Hi, Dorothy.
Hi.
Thanks for calling.
I am calling because I was also allergic to wheat for a long time. And so I had to stay completely away from it. And I lived on bread and pasta, so it was really killing me. So in my quest, I finally found stealth bread, and it is made out of spelt, which is a type of grain.
It's a type of wheat, actually. But for some reason, you're able to tolerate it. It's probably not as hybridized as the other kinds of wheat breads that you were having before.
Right. And I was able to tolerate it. I was able to have nice soft bread with nice crust. And I ate that for a long time. And after about 2 years of not having wheat, and also taking lots of antioxidants, I am now able to tolerate wheat small amounts. But
isn't that wonderful? We tend to be such a wheat-based culture that I think some people are ODing on wheat, and it sounds like that was your situation. And you go off it for a while, and your body builds up a tolerance again. That's just great. Because we are such a wheat-based culture, it's terribly inconvenient when you feel ill after you've eaten wheat.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's for sure. Thanks, Dorothy.
You're welcome.
And, excuse me, someone phoned in to say that the Cops grocery stores in Madison, the one, at least the one on University Avenue, has Wheatina.
Oh, isn't that, you have such a generous listening audience.
Sounds very community-minded.
Yeah, that's the way. Usually if you bring something up, you're going to get some calls. I think it's also available at Woodman's in Madison. So, and there are Woodman's stores across Wisconsin, too. So another place to check would be the Woodman's. But for sure, the cops in Madison have it available. So another whole grain suggestion from Nancy in La Crosse is sturdy wheat hot cereal or pancake mix is made in Red Wing, Minnesota. I don't know if you know about those, Lorna.
I don't know.
So it's sturdy wheat.
But I tend to just really make my own pancake mixes. It's so easy. It's basically flour, baking powder, a little baking soda, and maybe some cinnamon if you like. But if they have one that's convenient and it's a mixed grains and they like it, that's great.
Yeah. Now, when you make your pancake, when you talk flour, what flours do you use?
I tend to use oat flour because what I do is I just grind up oatmeal and in a little coffee grinder, and I have my oat flour ready for me. Let's see. I'm just turning to in the book to see what I have for my pancake mix. I like to use whole wheat pastry flour or spelt flour because those are both low protein wheat flours, and so you get a nice fluffy product. And I love to use buttermilk so that I'll use a little bit of baking soda, and that will react with the acid in the buttermilk, and you get a really, really light product. And really, honestly, people don't even know they're eating a whole grain pancake.
No.
Except maybe for the slightly darker color.
Well, if you had to pick a favorite main course, well, you already did. You kind of, I think, picked one favorite main course from your cookbook. But give us one or two of your favorites.
Well, while I was writing Whole Grains for Busy People, I experimented with this method called skillet pasta.
Yeah.
And which I had read about in Cook's Illustrated years ago. And it's this, instead of bringing a big pot of water to a boil, what you do is you maybe bring 3 or 4 cups of, say, chicken broth to a boil in a very large saucepan, and you cook the pasta in this. And then what happens is as the pasta cooks, it gives off starch, and it starts to create a very luscious, silken sauce. I like to do this, especially with brown rice pasta. And then at the end, I'll just add something quick cooking, like some frozen peas, and I'll thicken it up maybe with a little goat cheese, gorgonzola cheese. I have about 8 recipes for these skillet pastas in my cookbook. I would have had more, but my editor forbid me. I just got so excited about these skillet pastas because you don't have to wait for a whole big pot of water to come to a boil. And they just are so delicious.
Oh, man. And they look absolutely wonderful. Lorna, this has just been great. Cheryl Gasser joining us again. And Cheryl, we're down to the wire here, and we're doing pretty well here. And we've gone through about four pairs of tickets we have now. So there are still some more to go.
But just 10 pair left. And if you're not sure what Larry's talking about, let me tell you, these are tickets that you're going to want to have. Larry and Jim and Joy Cardine and I will be at Larry's house on Lake Monona for Festa Monona on the afternoon of June 27th. The festivities start around 3 o'clock. A wonderful meal prepared by Patrick O'Halloran of Lombardino's Italian Restaurant, a wonderful restaurant here in Madison. If the weather allows, we'll have boat rides on Lake Monona. And again, those tickets are going fast. Just 10 pairs left. And you will receive 2 tickets, 1 pair of tickets for a pledge of $100 a month, $1,200 a year or more to Wisconsin Public Radio, a special event, our way of saying thank you, Larry's way of opening up his home, having
wonderful
food. It's a terrific event if you've been in the past. If not, what about this year? June 27th at 3 p.m., a great Saturday afternoon at Larry's house. And you get a chance to support Wisconsin Public Radio as well. So pick up a pair of those tickets by pledging online at WPR.org or by calling 888-202-2552.
And we've just gone through yet another painting session in the home. So
It's a different color this time around.
So we now have in our kitchen, we have one wall that is really kind of a deep red. And on the other two walls, it's a very light yellow. And then that goes into the living room area, which is a little darker yellow, and then into our room that looks out on the lake. That is a green. So
you and Renee love colors. You have a beautiful home, very colorful home. You're not going to want to miss this event, but you also want to pick up this hour for just the next 7 minutes. Lorna Sass's brand new book, Whole Grains for Busy People. And Larry, that's yours for a pledge of $10 a month or more.
$120 contribution. And you've been listening to Lorna talk about just about cooking with whole grains. So you know she really knows what she's talking about. She's a wonderful cook, and she's prepared an absolutely fantastic cookbook here. We've got popcorn-crusted turkey cutlets with cherry tomato salsa.
Oh.
Isn't that good?
It's lunchtime. My mouth is watering. You know,
I love that.
Larry, I think I want to pledge this hour, get this book, and then I'm going to bring some of these recipes to Festa Minona. Not that I can top what Patrick O'Halloran can do, but this is a beautiful book. You're going to want it for your cookbook collection. Orange squash soup, eggplant caponata, penne with herbed ricotta sauce and broccoli. Wonderful, wonderful recipes. Everything from breakfast to appetizers to desserts and everything in between. Yours for a pledge of $120 a year or more to Wisconsin Public Radio.
Berry orange pancakes. Oh, they look so good. They look so good. Oh, man. I tell you what, there are so many great recipes in this book. And so if you're going to contribute, if you've been thinking about contributing, you have about 5 minutes left to make your contribution. A $120 contribution brings you a copy of that cookbook. We'll be sending it off to you. You'll have it. It'll take a little bit, but you'll have it fairly soon. And you'll be able to start in on these whole grains. Well, you can actually start in already because you've learned a lot listening to Lorna and listening to some great calls. As always, we've had some wonderful people calling in with their own suggestions and their own recipes, and I've got a couple of them I've written down here in front of me that look just fabulous that I'll be trying. I guess that's part of the fun about doing a program like this. You have a great guest like Lorna Sass, and then you combine it with great callers, a great audience, and it really does become kind of like a community. We have a community of listeners here at Wisconsin Public Radio, and certainly in this 11 to 12:30 time slot, I've always been so pleased with the quality of the questions, but also the quality of the help. People are not afraid to call in and offer their own suggestions and their own advice. If you enjoy this kind of programming, I hope you'll support it with a contribution at 888-202-2552, 888-202-2552, or go online to WPR.org.
Make a pledge for all the wonderful programming that Larry and Jim Packard bring to you from 11 to 12:30 each weekday. Everything from garden talk to talk about food, like this wonderful hour with Lorna Sass, travel, home repair. Larry, you and Jim cover it all, and you do it so well. You have so much fun. You can hear it in your voice. You know you love what you do, and you share that with our listeners every day. So I would like to thank you as a listener and a fan of your program for the wonderful work that you and Jim do. And I'm hoping that our listeners will thank you with their pledge of support. Any amount is welcome. Any amount makes you a member. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Let Larry and Jim know how much you appreciate their show and the information that you hear each weekday with a pledge of support.
And there are about 3 minutes left in the program. So you have about 3 minutes more, 3 or 4 minutes more to make your contribution. We reached our goal of $10,000. So we're at $10,000. That's a wonderful. I want to thank everybody who's contributed. But I tell you what, we have a ways to go yet. You still have an opportunity to get in on our cookout at my home in June, June 27th. You still have a chance to, that's for a $1,200 contribution. You still have a chance for Lorna's book, Whole Grains for Busy People. That's with a $120 contribution.
or more. And I hope you'll just call in with your, with a contribution during this hour. We've some days we go over our goals, and some days we're under our goals. And I was under my goal last time, so it's nice to be a little bit over my goal.
Let's make it up.
This time I'm making it up a little bit here today. We've had 84 people calling with contributions. 34 are new contributors, people who have not contributed in the past, and that's really great. If you've never contributed before, what a wonderful time to do it during this program. In the last couple of minutes of the program, join with a $120 contribution. We'll send you a copy of Whole Grains for Busy People. You're going to love the book, and I'm pretty sure you'll like listening to Wisconsin Public Radio. We had a caller earlier who has been listening only for 5 months and decided he really likes it and has decided to go ahead and contribute. So he's doing it after only 5 months of listening.
And you can too. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Whether you've been a longtime listener or just discovered Wisconsin Public Radio, we want to hear from you now with your pledge of support in any amount. But your last chance to pick up Lorna Sass's book, Whole Grains for Busy People, for a pledge of $12, rather $10 a month or more, to Wisconsin Public Radio.
Thanks so much to Lorna for being with us today and for offering this book up today. It's been a wonderful, wonderful time with her. And obviously, we'll have her back again. She'll have more books out. We can even talk about this book again as well. For now, though, still a minute to go. Call us at 888-202-2552 or go online to WPR.org. Make your contribution. You're going to feel great knowing that you've supported us here on Wisconsin Public Radio. And thanks, everybody, for listening. Stay with us. Lots in store on the Ideas Network.